In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today.
Wonderful things. The Lord was touching so many people. The presence of God was with us. It was so glorious. People were healed in the midst of the assembly. It was just wonderful. I was with Maria Vadia, and it was just one. What else can I say? It was God at work within his people, wanting to do what only God can do. And we came into the presence of God like Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. I remember being in Arizona about several years ago. We were going to have a service on a Sunday evening, and it was a healing service, and I couldn't get a plane out. So what happened? I got on the phone, and we started singing How Great Thou Art over and over and over and over again. That day, there was a man who came in a wheelchair, who left his wheelchair and walking out of the church without the wheelchair. I tell you, singing unto the Lord, praising God, this is what it's all about. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Let us make a joyful noise. Hallelujah, Jesus, wonderful God. We adore you, we praise you, we bless you, we worship you. You are wonderful. You are wonderful. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Oh, thank you, God, for the new day. Thank you, God, for the sun. Thank you, God, that you shared your life with me through the power of the blood. Thank you, Lord, that I'm saved by the grace of the living God. Thank you, God, that I have brought so many people to Jesus, and I want to bring even double more. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Let us enter his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. Victory is mine, victory is mine, victory today is mine. And I told that Satan, what, get thee behind, victory today is mine. So Psalm 95 says, come, let us sing to the Lord. That's what we need to do. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. That's what we need to do. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving, yes. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. Why? For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like his heavenly Father. There's no one like the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, we praise him because he's great. We praise him because he doesn't need our praise. But as we praise him, things begin to happen in our midst. The atmosphere changes. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the heights of the mountains are also his. He made the sea. It belongs to him. The dry land, too, was formed by his hand. I tell you that the Lord made the sea. It belongs to him. And that his mercy is as deep as the ocean. His mercy is as deep as the sea. He made the sea. It belongs to him. Oh, yes, the whole earth belongs to God. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And he formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship. Let us bow down. Just bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Why? For he is our God, and we are his people, the pasture, the sheep of his pasture. Oh, that today, not tomorrow, but today, you would hear his voice. Oh, that today you would hear his voice. Oh, that today I would hear his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah in Massah in the wilderness, when your fathers tested me and put me to proof, though they had seen all of my works. Oh, that today we would hear his voice and do what he tells us to do. Let me tell you something about the word of God. If God has a word for us, and he does, and he tells us to be or to do something, and he does, and we do not do it or we do not become it, I tell you, the word does not change. He will speak that word until we do what he calls us to do. I know that. I know that he called me to do radio. And sometimes I just feel like, you know what? I don't want to do it today. But when he says do it, oh, that you hear his voice and harden not your hearts as they did in the rebellion. You see, we want to do what he tells us to do. But the most important thing is hearing his voice. Hearing his voice through the scripture. Hearing his voice in our heart. I don't know if I told you, but several weeks ago, I woke up and someone called my name. I was the only one in the room. And someone called my name. And they called me Tommy. And I opened my eyes. And I kind of knew it was the Lord. I kind of knew it was the Lord. That, you see, the Lord gazes on us while we sleep. The Lord sends his angels to guard us while we sleep. The Lord is ever present. Oh, that you would hear his voice today. Harden not your heart as at Meribah. In other words, do what the Lord tells you to do. When our fathers tested you and put to you to proof, though they had seen all of your work, 40 years I endured that generation. My Lord, what an awful thing for the Lord to say. 40 years I endured that generation. I want to enjoy my people. But you see, he endures us when he tells us something and we don't do it. Like he says, go preach the gospel. Say, no, I'm too afraid to preach the gospel. Become a missionary. You're going to South America. No, not me. I'm too weak to go to South America. Let me tell you something. Many times, Christianity, people experiencing the Lord, and they experience his presence, you know, after a year and a half, many of them are gone. They're gone. They're doing something else. I don't know how that could happen. I was talking to Andrea the other day, and I said, you know, the shelf life of Christianity for many people, especially the young, is a year and a half. She says, why are the others staying? Why do the others stay? Because they are the weakest of the weak. And as Peter said, to whom shall we go? You alone have the words of everlasting life. Why have I stuck it out all these years? Not because of anything that I have, but because I have no place else to go. The Lord has hemmed me in. Hallelujah. The Lord has been with me in season and out of season, when I feel it, when I don't. But I don't want the Lord to say to me, I endured you. I want him to say, you know what? You were hardly perfect, but you wanted to do what I called you to do. You wanted to be what I called you to be. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. Well, I want to thank God I do know his ways. I want to thank God that the Lord has shown me his ways. I want to thank God that I am not just a person who just reads from a book at Mass, but I have seen multitudes changed. I have seen the sick healed. I have seen cancer dissolve like a snowball in the hot sun. I have seen it. I have seen it. I have seen it. God has graced me to see it, to know his ways, and his ways for you are good. His ways to you are perfect. His ways to you are that you follow him, and that the word that he has for you, that you do it. You do it. Even if you do it imperfectly, of course you're going to do it imperfectly, but you know what? Just do it. Just do it. I know there are people that just want to quit. They say, I want to quit. Listen, where are you going to go if you quit? Where are you going to go if you quit? You're not going to be able to go any place if you quit. There's no place to go but to Jesus. Remember, no one can help you but Jesus. for no one but Jesus knows how. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, there are people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. You know, the rest of God, more can happen when we enter into his rest. It says it in Hebrews, strive to enter into the rest. Strive to enter into the rest of God. More happens when we are in the rest of God than all the trying in the world. You know, I know people that say we're going to have revival, and no revival came. Oh, they did what they needed to do. They needed to enter into the rest of God and to see what God wanted. God, I believe God wants revival, but I believe revival starts with me, that my heart needs to change. Your heart needs to change. The revival starts with me. God's not stupid. He's not going to do something that I'm going to mess up. So enter into his rest is so important. I'm reading now from the 37th Psalm, Psalm 37. Do not fret because of the wicked. Be not envious of wrongdoers. Let me just tell you this. I have said, and I've heard so many people say, I tithe, I do this, I do that, and I'm awful, and I have arthritis, and I'm sick. And look at those people. They're not even children of God. They seem to be having a good time. Don't fret because the wicked. Don't be envious of wrongdoers, for they will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb. You know, this is talking about Israel. The green herb comes up in the morning, and by the end of the day, the hot sun burns them away. We don't want wrongdoers to be burned up. We want wrongdoers to come to Jesus. We want wrongdoers to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Then it says, trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. If you are a one-day-old Christian, God calls you to trust in him. If you have been following him 50 years limping, God calls you today to trust in him. Trust in the Lord. He is worthy of our trust. Trust in the Lord and do good. Do good as you trust in the Lord, that so that they would see our good works and so glorify our Heavenly Father, so that you will dwell in the land and be nourished in safety. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Take delight in the Lord. How often do you tell Jesus during the day, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Just those three words, I love you, Jesus. You know, sometimes I'm feeling like a penny waiting for change, and I hear come out of my mouth, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I can't say much more than that, but I love you, Jesus. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. You know why? He put the desires of your heart in your heart, and he will give you the desires of your heart as you trust in him. Trust in him, even though things are shaky today, even though you're without a job, even though you're sick, trust in him. Take delight in him, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your life and your way to the Lord. Commit it to the Lord. I want to walk where you walk. I want to be where you are. I want to go where you go. I want to commit my way to the Lord. I want to trust you, and I want to see you act. Trust in him, and he will act. Trust in him, and he will act. Oh, yeah. Sometimes, you know, it's very difficult to trust the Lord. You know, we remember what happened with Israel. They had just left Egypt. And they are by the Red Sea, you see. And they can hear the hoofprints of the Egyptians coming after them. And we hear Moses saying to the people, because God told Moses, just tell them to be quiet, Mamma Mia. That's the worst thing in the world that God could say, because here is the sea in front of us, and there are in back of us the Egyptians, and we hear them coming closer. Moses had to tell the people, be still, for today you will never see them again. You see, trust in the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will act. Well, He acted. They opened up that sea, and they went through that sea dry shod. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will act. He will act. I see Him acting every year, providing for this ministry. I see Him acting every year, providing for this ministry. You know, we spent about $232,000 on radio last year. Do you want to know? We had an excess of about $206. It's been like that for 29 years. We have to trust in the Lord. And you know how we get that money? God touches you to say, send Him what I call you to send. Don't you dare send me anything unless you ask the Lord. Lord, do you want me to send money for in season and out of season? Do you want Catholic programming to continue to go on? You want Christian Catholic program to continue to go on? You ask the Lord and see what He tells you. Trust in the Lord and do good so that you will dwell in the land, that's Israel, and be nourished in safety. Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will act. He will bring forth your vindication as the light. Not He might. He will bring forth your vindication as the light, and your right as the noonday. He will. You do not have to, you know, you do not have to fight with people about God, because God, I'm going to tell you, God defends you. God defends me. I don't have to defend God, but I do need the Holy Ghost to defend me. I've told the story before. I received a message on my telephone saying, Father Tom, you're a hypocrite. You never call me back. You know, you're a hypocrite. You're just in it for whatever you're in it for. And you know what? I know that that's not true. So I just prayed for the person to let it go. And I got a call from her 2 days later saying, I'm so sorry. You must have prayed, because whatever I asked for came about. The Lord gave it to me. The Lord protected my name. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have to protect my name. I didn't have to call her up and say, you know what, honey? You're wrong about me. I just said, Lord, you know, this poor lady is in distress, you know, and she's blaming me. And I can't make telephone calls to all the people that call me because, you know, I'm just limited. I'm just limited. But I can pray for the people. I can say to the person, today, God, I give you James. Today, God, I give you Roberta. Today, God, I give you Nancy. I give you these people today. He will bring it to come about. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. That's a very difficult thing to do. That's why we need the grace to be still before the Lord. When His presence comes, you can be still. You know, I don't think that people are comfortable with being still before the Lord. They always want to say something else or sing another song. There is a time for singing songs. There is a time for loud praise. There is a time for that. But when the presence of God comes, what God wants to do is that we would be still before the Lord, that we would be still before the Lord, and we would wait patiently for Him, and we would not fret over the person who prospers, but we will delight in His presence. Oh, to delight in His presence. Well, while we were here at Arizona, at one time the presence of God came in the church just before the end of the service, and I just said to the people, you can stay as long as you want. Just linger as long as you want. You don't need to go home right away. The Lord is so present here right now. And, you know, they lingered for about 10 or 15 minutes, and people started to go home. Because, you know why? Because they were still before the presence of the Lord. They waited patiently for Him, and He came. Refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Let me just tell you, you just bother yourself when you get angry. You just bother yourself when you're wrathful. You just get your eyes off of Jesus. Let Jesus handle all that stuff. Do not fret. It only tends to evil. That's right. For the wicked shall be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord shall possess the land. Those who wait for the Lord shall possess the land. Yes. So don't get angry. Or if you are angry, tell the Lord, I'm very angry and I need you to change that in my heart. I'm angry because evildoers prosper, and I try to do your will. I give you myself every morning. And you know what? I'm behind the eight ball. But the Bible says, refrain from anger. You can tell the Lord about it. Forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only tends to evil. For the wicked shall be cut off. But those who wait for the Lord shall possess the land. Those who are still before the Lord shall possess the land. Yet a little while, and the wicked will be no more. Though you look well at his place, he will not be there. But the meek shall inherit the land and delight themselves in abundant prosperity. Delight yourself that you belong to the Lord. Delight yourself in the Lord. Delight yourself. Give your life back to Jesus. Commit your way to Jesus. Give your heart to Jesus. Allow Jesus to just be Jesus to you. That's another prayer that's so simple. Jesus, be Jesus to me today. Jesus, be Jesus to me today. I need you to be Jesus to me today, Jesus. I need you to be Jesus for me today. Because, you can tell him why. Because I have no job. Because my wife is sick. Because everything in my life is like shattered. Oh, Jesus, be Jesus to me. Better a little that the righteous has than the abundance of the wicked. My mother always said it. Give me God's peace, and I'll be very happy with eating oil and onion and a little bread. And that's really true. Oh, it's better to have a little that the righteous has than the abundance of the wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. Oh, yes. The Lord upholds the righteous, those who believe in Jesus, those who have given their life to Jesus. The Lord knows the days of the blameless, and their heritage will abide forever. They are not put to shame in evil times. In days of famine, they shall have an abundance. The Lord knows how to care for his own. He really does. He knows how to care for you. Trust in the Lord. Do not fret because of the wicked. Don't be envious of wrongdoers. They're going to fade like the grass. Trust in the Lord, people. Me too. And do good. Do good today so that you will dwell in the land of the living. Delight in the Lord. Tell Jesus how much you love him. Tell Jesus how much you need him. Delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way, your life to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. He will bring forth your vindication as the light and your right as the noonday. Oh, be still before the Lord. Just be still and wait patiently for him. Don't fret over the evildoers that prosper. Please, refrain from evil. Don't fret. It only tends to evil. For the wicked shall be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord will possess the land. Father, we hear your word today in Psalm 95 and in Psalm 37. But Father, unless you give us the Holy Spirit, we cannot live this out. So I ask you for me and for every listener, give us the Holy Spirit so that we can do exactly what Psalm 37 and Psalm 95 says. Give us the Holy Spirit so that we can trust in you, so that we can delight in Jesus, so we can commit our way to the Lord. Give us the spirit of adoption today that we would be able to fulfill Psalm 37 and Psalm 95. So for today, I want you to look at Psalm 37 and Psalm 95. For the people who hear me in Arizona, I will be at St. Helens Catholic Church, inside the church, 5510 West Acola Street, Glendale, Arizona, Thursday, February 21st, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. 3 o'clock in the afternoon. St. Helens Catholic Church in Glendale, Arizona, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We will be there for a few hours, and you're welcome to join us. I need to hear from people so that we can pay our bills. Our broadcasts on WEZE and WROL are nearly $100,000. So people, please help me so that I can continue to be on in Boston to proclaim the word of God. Do whatever he tells you to. That's what Mary said to the stewards. Do whatever he tells you to. So you just ask him, do you want me to help in season and out of season? And if he says yes, you ask the Lord, what do you want me to send? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. May Jesus Christ be praised, glorified, and adored as you trust him today. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.